Hi everyone, it's Kim again. As you can tell, I'm in a different space, but I am still here in my home in Illinois. This is probably the messiest room in my house. It is my home office and craft room, just a place where I do a lot of stuff. I'm often very, very busy in here. You are probably wondering why in the world are you in there when we're having a conference about prayer? Well, in addition to praying the Psalms, something you know I love to do, another thing I enjoy doing is intercessory prayer by keeping a prayer journal. Now, prayer journaling is something that is fairly new to me. I've been journaling for about a year, and I've even added some new types of journaling just in the last couple of months. So I'm going to share a few things with you today. There will just be one video on this because a lot of it is, once you hear it, I think you'll get the idea and you'll either jump with it or decide it's not for you. As Catholics, we know very much the importance of intercessory prayer. Scripture tells us about this over and over again. But we also have a great cloud of witnesses, the saints who are in heaven already, who are interceding on our behalf. So we know how important it is to pray for others. But let's face it, a lot of times people will say, "Will you pray for me? I have a job interview coming up." Or, "My husband's having surgery. He really could use some prayers." And then we will very quickly say, "I'll keep you in prayer." And then do we actually do it? What I found in my own life is that I would say, "I'll pray for you." And then I would forget about it. And maybe later I would think, "Oh, I was supposed to pray for someone. Someone's got some health issues. I don't know what it is." And so I would say a very generic prayer, "Lord, please bless the person. You know who it is. You know the situation. Please heal them." And that would be it. Now, that prayer doesn't go wasted. It's not lost between here and heaven, but it's not a very intentional prayer. And so I really wanted to figure out a way to do that better. And so I started keeping track in a notebook. But then I saw a friend, someone, okay, I met through Facebook, another Catholic writer and speaker, and she would put on Facebook, "I'm going to adoration. Can I pray for you?" I thought, wow, what a beautiful thing to do. And so I would let her know when I had prayer requests, and then I started posting that on my own Facebook page. And people started contacting me, usually by a private message because they didn't want to put everything out there in the open. But I knew that I needed a way to keep track of these things so that in my absent-minded nature, I wouldn't forget. And so I started keeping a journal with those prayer intentions as well. Now, for the purposes today, I'm going to show you the outside of my prayer journal, and then I'm going to show you some makeshift pages that have other things in them so that you don't actually read the private prayers of the people that I've been keeping track of. As I said, this is my craft room, so I'm going to show you that you can keep track of prayer in any kind of journal, or if you like keeping notes on your tablet or phone, you can certainly do it electronically. But I like good old-fashioned pen and paper. I'm still a very tangible, write things out kind of person. But I also like pretty things. Let's see if I can get a good, it looks backwards. I guess I could switch the camera, but it actually says grace under there. I like putting things on my notebooks, and I'll even use a ribbon to keep track of where I am in my notebook. And I just like taking this with me. I keep it in my briefcase that I bring when I go to adoration, which I don't do as much in the winter, hard for me to get around. But I also use it when I'm traveling. And I also bring this book to my prayer chair in the other room when I'm praying evening prayer. So this is what I use. Now you might say, how do you keep track of it? What do you write down? Because it could be a lot of information, and it often is. So I'm going to show you a sample page of how I like to keep track of these things. Now I use a couple of real names, my husband Bruce and my mom, and then the others are people like Disney characters. So I don't think you can see this here. Let's see. So I just write stuff down with a date and someone's prayer needs. Okay. Now, what I'm going to describe to you are a few things that I like to keep track of. I'll put a date at the top of the page where I'm writing these down. So even though some prayers are ongoing, when I grab this a couple times a week, I want to put the date so I can keep track of, you know, maybe when a prayer concern first came up. I'll write down the person's name and if they need, you know, they have a job interview or they're having surgery coming up. Maybe their son is going overseas to serve in the military. I want to be able to write those things down. Sometimes I put a group down. And what I mean by that is, for instance, I follow a forum on Facebook called Catholic Mommies of Little Angels in Heaven, something like that. It is a forum, a closed forum for women like myself who have lost children through miscarriage or stillbirth or infant death. And we want to pray for each other and support each other. Some of us lost our children a long time ago, and we want to help those who have just recently experienced that loss. Now, this forum is very, very active. There are a lot of things that get posted every single day, and there's no way I could keep up with it writing every name down. And I don't know these people on a personal level, but I certainly want to pray for them. So what I will do in my notebook is I write down Little Saints Forum, 3 miscarriages, 2 hopeful pregnancies, 4 upcoming due dates. A lot of times the women will say, my baby should have been born next week. I'm really sad because he's not here. And so I want to pray for those people. So I'll do it as sort of a fairly general prayer, but yet it's very specific to that group. Another cluster of people I pray for is by name, and that is the group of people I know in my life who have left the church and who I hope will come back. Might be related to me, might be friends from college, might be friends who attended the parish here in Danville. But I just want to pray for them and pray that God will reveal himself to them in such a way that they come back to the sacramental life of the Catholic faith. Now, I don't know if you can tell, probably not, but I also have a few notes in there in green. And what I do there is I'll look back on a journal page, maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, and if I have any updates. For instance, my mom had some surgery last fall, and she's recovering very well, and she started driving again. I was so happy when she started driving. Maybe someone got that job after the interview, or a child had a really successful event, like was in a school play, and I like to write those things down. Perhaps there is someone who is still struggling, and so I'll make a note to say, call this person, contact this person, because she needs prayer. Send this person a card. That's what I do most of the time in this room, I actually like to make cards. So I do that. You don't have to make your own cards, but let me just put a little plug in for sending handwritten notes. In our electronic world, people like to get something they can actually open and read. So whether you buy your cards at a gift shop or you make them like I do, send people notes. It's a great thing to do. It's a great way to let them know you're praying for them. Now, in addition to regular writing in my journal, one thing that I started doing more recently is more of an art journal style. A lot of my paper crafting friends keep an art journal, and they do it very much for art purposes, for art's sake, and they do it as a way of relaxing. But I wanted to combine it with my prayer journal. So I'm going to show you a couple samples. Here is a page. Okay, gonna hold it there. And that might be kind of weird. And you're like, what is that all about, Kim? What I try to do, let's see if I can do this. Will it show up? It's backwards. What I do is I have a stamp that says I'm praying for you, and I will write down some names. I have a lot of friends, people that maybe are friends of my friends, and I've heard about the situations where they are struggling with cancer. And so I'll have a group, cancer patients, and I'll list them by name. And then I have this one stamp that's kind of wavy lines. I use it a lot. And literally, as I'm stamping it, I'm asking God, please wash this person over with your healing, with your grace. I pray for a cleansing of their mind, that they would be at peace, that they would not be stressed out, that the anxiety would be washed away. I use that a lot, literally as I'm stamping. I've got a flower here, and I use that kind of symbolizing life and beauty. I'll say, please, Lord, even in the midst of their suffering, that they would find life, that they would find joy, that they would find strength, things like that. I'm kind of babbling right now. But the idea is literally, as I am marking in my journal, I am praying for these people. I have a heart stamp that I use a lot, either when I'm praying for my loved ones, people in the family, or friends I know who are going through marital problems. I have a real passion for marriages. I want them to be strengthened. I want people to be able to stay together for better or for worse. And I've got a butterfly. I use that also, new life, renewal, second chances. So I often pray for my parish, make sure that I pray that my pastor stays healthy and that he has, vigorous, joy, and he lives out his priestly vocation. Praying for the different ministries within the parish, RCIA, the choir, the children's ministries, all those different things. So I will write things with a regular pen, and then I add embellishments with my stamps. This might be totally weird to all of you, and I know that, but it's something that I was just introduced to. And the reason why I like it, and the reason I decided I would go ahead and share it with you, is because God Himself chose to become incarnate in the world. He entered into this space physically, emphasizing the beauty and the wonder of our physical beings, letting us know that our bodies matter. And so it's really, I don't know, I think it's kind of neat to be able to pray, and you think about from head to toe to pray. Whether your hands are raised up as you're praying along with your scripture verses of the day, or if you are drawing or stamping into a journal and making hearts around the names of your children, to pray physically and tangibly is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And it's new to me, very new to me. But I thought I might as well share it with you because maybe it's something you would like to do too. I'm going to show you the last page just because I, as this is my last entry, and yes, I know it's backwards for you. I have some scripture stamps that I put on here. I thank my God every time I remember you. Philippians 1:3. And guess what? You can't read it, but I have John Paul and Annie's name right here. I'm so thankful for John Paul and Annie, the ministry that they have, and their willingness to share so much with all of us around the world. I think it's pretty cool. And next to this one, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon you, I put the Pray More Novenas community. So I want you to know that I am praying for all of you today. I'm praying for you. I'm going to keep this page. It's in my makeshift journal, but I'm going to put it in my real journal. I'm going to continue to pray for everyone who's been involved in this prayer conference, because I know that John Paul and Annie's vision was not just that we would watch a few videos and be done with it, but rather we would take these ideas and find something new, find something that is tangible to you, that touches your heart, that will help improve your prayer life. Whether it's praying with the Psalms, praying with a prayer journal, or any of the other methods of prayer that others have shared with us, I hope that your prayer life will grow and help you become closer to God, to know Him more fully, to serve Him, to just be in a right relationship with Him.